Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. High-speed rail officials expect it'll cost $98 billion to link Northern and Southern California over the next two decades. That's a lot of money, a lot more than previous estimates. And the supersized price tag just released is stirring up debate between boosters of the plan and its critics. The California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers has more.
California's High-Speed Rail Authority is now attempting a delicate balancing act. It's upsized its estimate of the price while downsizing some of the most lofty rhetoric about ridership, benefits, and timelines.
The fact of the matter is, this is a very large program to be accomplished over a generation.
Dan Richard is a board member of the High Speed Rail Authority, recently appointed by Governor Jerry Brown. He represents a belief by Brown and others that the project must face its skeptics head on. That starts with the cost, $98 billion to connect San Francisco with Los Angeles and Anaheim. High-speed rail officials said Tuesday the more important number is the cost of the first stage from the Central Valley to either Northern or Southern California. That segment will cost about $30 billion, and the High-Speed Rail Authority's Dan Richard says about half of that is already identified.
When we get the initial operating segment done, at that point that unleashes private sector capital to come in and buy the revenue streams to help us build the next segment.
Private sector investors are expected to fund 20% of the line from San Francisco to Anaheim. Even if that full line fizzles, officials believe a smaller rail system would still fill a major part of the state's future transportation needs. They've also embraced suggestions to blend the project with existing passenger rail. The new plan says high-speed train lines will transfer passengers to commuter services like Metrolink in L.A. and Caltrain in the Bay Area. That's exactly what some legislators, like Assemblymember Rich Gordon of Menlo Park, have been wanting, but Gordon says it's not enough.
You know, I still am one who very much believes in the vision of high-speed rail, but how we implement that dream and make it a reality, I think, is even more questionable given the amount of public sector investment that we're going to have to make.
Gordon points in part to the fact that more than half of all the money needed to build the San Francisco to L.A. line is expected to come from the federal government, even though budget fights in Washington are not expected to end anytime soon. State legislative hearings on the new high-speed rail plan begin later this month. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
There are 278 state parks in California. Some are wilderness wonderlands. Others host the perfect spot for a family picnic. Still others showcase the state's history for visiting school children. In the thick of the latest budget crisis, the Parks Department has been told to cut $22 million over two fiscal years, and it's planning to do that by closing 70 parks. But that opens a can of worms. Which parks? Why? And at what cost? State lawmakers took up those questions yesterday. Molly Samuel has the story.
State legislators grilled Parks Department staff at a hearing in Sacramento, wondering if the department had weighed the iconic importance of some of the parks set to close before adding them to the list. Assemblyman Roger Dickinson, who chairs the Committee on Accountability and Administrative Review, asked the Parks Department to come back with more information, not just on the historical or environmental value of the parks, but the economic value, too.
Before we venture further down this particular road, we should make sure that the closure plan that has been described will produce meaningful savings.
About 50 park supporters gathered at the Capitol for a rally, then joined the hearing. Among them was Robert Hanna from Roseville, the great-great-grandson of John Muir.
When I saw the list come out, you know, I saw Mono Lake and a few of the others, and it was just kind of this minute where, you know, the neck hairs stood up and I knew I had to do something.
Mono Lake is actually one of several parks that could come off the closure list. State parks officials are working with the National Park Service to keep some recreation spots open, and some outside organizations are raising money to help keep parks open to the public. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Sacramento.
A Sacramento-based advocacy group filed suit against the Los Angeles Unified School District yesterday. EdVoice claims the state's largest school district and its board members and its unions and the California Public Employment Relations Board failed to comply with the STUL Act. That 1971 measure requires teachers and principals be evaluated, in part, on students' academic progress. The LA Times notes the lawsuit comes just as LA's superintendent is locked in a stalemate with the teachers' union over performance reviews. But the presiding Superior Court judge denied the plaintiff's request to immediately bar any new collective bargaining agreements that do not comply with the STUL Act. About a quarter of California's elementary and high school students are still learning English. They can't speak, read, or write it proficiently. Educators are trying to tackle that challenge, but the best way forward is unclear, as the California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Teachers need better training, and school districts need more flexibility in how they spend money to help students learning English get ready for college and the workforce. That's what teachers and administrators from around California told a state Senate committee yesterday at a hearing in Fresno. Larry Powell is the superintendent of schools for Fresno County.
We have throughout the county districts with 50, 60, and 70% of our kids that are English learners. And if we leave that population behind, we all lose.
L.A. County officials underscored the point. L.A. Unified has the largest number of students learning English in the state, and just 42% graduate from high school. The district recently agreed to sweeping revisions in the way it teaches English learners following a federal civil rights probe. But there's still heated debate over the best approach to help these students. Cheryl Ortega is a bilingual education teacher in L.A. She said students need basic instruction in math, science, and other subjects in their native language in order to keep up.
Let's invest wisely. Let's go with the programs that work and stop throwing federal and state money at English immersion programs which are producing limited success.
Finding the right formula for success isn't easy. Teachers may have Mandarin, Punjabi, and Spanish speakers all in the same classroom. Some students may be among the roughly 85% of English learners born in the U.S. Others may have arrived as teenagers without any schooling, even in their home countries. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
And finally, Frank McCourt has agreed to sell the Dodgers, surrendering, as the LA Times puts it, a team he fought to keep control of for 2 years and in two courts. In a joint statement issued late last night, McCourt and Major League Baseball said they've agreed to seek U.S. bankruptcy court approval for an auction. The deal comes as both sides were headed for a legal showdown, with McCourt and Commissioner Bud Selig scheduled to testify this week. The league took control of day-to-day Dodgers operations in April. That's the California Report for Wednesday, November 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com. The Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallas Family Fund for coverage of climate change. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com.